Chapter 21. Revealing the Serpents. Security hadn't wanted to let Nigiri's gun cutter land at first, refusing to believe that Cheta was on board until she got onto the Vox herself. And then they hadn't wanted to let her land due to the ongoing security breach. Cheta had to threaten each and every one of them with summary dismissal before they capitulated. Now she hurried towards the security control center as fast as she could, with a loose screen of house troops ahead of her and behind her, and the imposing armored shapes of Zaretta Nigiri and Davis of Rule to her right and left, respectively.
My lady!
It was Dashelle, hurrying towards them and fiddling with her ebony metal choker.
My lady, you shouldn't be here. We...
Vitariel's dead, Cheta snapped, without slowing her pace, and I'm only alive thanks to Lady Vass. Nigiri had requested that her identity stay secret for now, and Cheta was willing to oblige. It was precious little leverage to hold over an Imperial Inquisitor, but she'd take what she could get, just in case she ever needed it. I'm not safe anywhere, it seems, so I may as well be at home. Where are my children?
Lord Vitariel?
Your children, yes, my lady, Dashelle stammered, cutting herself off in mid-sentence and reversing the direction of her walk to keep ahead of them.
I had them brought to the control center as soon as we realized the nature of the breach.
And what is that? Nigiri asked. Dashelle opened her mouth as if to respond, then looked at Cheta. Cheta flicked her fingers, irritated at the delay. Go ahead. Lady Vass has ably demonstrated her loyalties this evening. Which were to the Emperor, not House Brabantis. But Cheta considered that to be unimportant for the moment.
I don't exactly know, your ladyships,
Dashelle said, after a moment where she was trying to apparently marshal her thoughts into words.
It was one man, so far as I could see. He could move, unnaturally, is all I can say. The hallway was dark, but he was in places he should not have been, and not in places that he should. The only explanation that I can muster is that he was a witch.
The blasted stars take it all. Cheta ground her teeth. Witchcraft was a popular explanation for the mysterious or sinister amongst the lay people of the Imperium. But Dashelle was bright, well-educated, and distinctly lacking in superstition. She wouldn't make such a statement without reasonable evidence. Is the intruder still at large? She demanded. They'd reached the main security center now, and the thick plasteel doors swung open to admit her party.
We don't know for sure, Dashelle admitted. We have teams searching the building. But how can we declare an area is clear when we think he can move as he pleases?
The vaults. The thought struck Cheta like a warp storm front. The chambers beneath the palace where the elders of Brabantis, those navigators too racked by catastrophic mutation to leave anymore, languished in luxurious isolation, and where the disastrous genetic byblows of failed marriages were examined by the house's gene scholars. The strands of their identities and very existence teased apart to understand what went wrong and why and how to avoid it in the future. If the intruder reached the vaults, the house itself could be as good as lost. They were sealed and guarded so tightly that most foes would require a small army to get in. But a single man who could teleport would have little trouble in gaining access. The security measures inside might give him pause. But then again, they might not. Brabantis's only hope was that the intruder wouldn't know of them. Very few of the servants were even aware of their existence. Cheta certainly couldn't start talking about them in front of an inquisitor.
Mama!
Felicia and Ranavel came running towards her as soon as she got through the door, trailed by a pair of anxious-looking guards who'd clearly been assigned to them. The tightness in Cheta's chest loosened, a touch, as her children reached her, slowing before they embraced her so as not to knock her off her feet, for they knew how frail their mother could be. She hugged them, one at a time with her left arm, taking some small comfort in their presence and good health. Where have alarms been raised? She asked Dashelle after a moment, one arm still around Ranavel's shoulders and trying to keep her voice calm. Dashelle wasn't privy to the true nature of the vaults. Cheta trusted Dashelle with many of her secrets, but that one was hers alone.
The only alarm raised was by me, Dashelle said. No one has seen him since I ran when he was fighting Chief Crane.
She said the words without shame, and with good reason. No one would expect a navigator's aide to fight and die against a foe who was outmatching the head of security. And reported deaths? Cheta asked, bracing herself.
Two guards, found with their throats cut at their station, Dashelle said. Luke Crane, obviously. Savamir Tej.
Great Uncle Sav!
Ranavel declared in horror. Chetta sighed. Her children had loved Savimir Tej. And to be fair, the old boy had tolerated them when he generally had little to do with most people. She'd have preferred to spare them these details. But then, she'd preferred to spare them a lot of things that she couldn't afford to. Felicia and Ranavel had to understand the dangers of the galaxy, or they'd never survive them.
The intruder also apparently killed Fortuna Batan, one of the servants,
Dashiell continued, with an apologetic glance at Ranavel.
However, I think that she may have been in league with him, and he killed her to prevent her from talking to us.
Chetta frowned. She didn't know Batan, but that was a serious allegation to make of any Brabantis servant. Explain.
It may make more sense if I show you, Dashiell said, leading them to one of the terminals.
She lit the incense and struck the ritual blow, and it shimmered into life.
Crane and I had noticed an alarming pattern, which was why we went in search of Batan in the first place. I gathered what we knew, or suspected, together before we went, to show you when you returned, or for someone to hopefully find if...
She didn't finish the sentence. She didn't need to.
Three Brabantis navigators killed before today,
Dashiell said, bringing up their faces.
Tanamariel, Zulantis, and Avamar Duchoy.
She cast an uncertain glance at Ranavel and Felicia. Get on with it, Chetta told her. She placed her arms around her children's shoulders, resting some of her weight on Felicia. My darlings, I'm sorry for this, but you need to understand what we face.
Tanamariel was mutilated,
Dashiell said briskly.
Zulantis was burned, and Avamar Duchoy was killed and dumped in the river. Then Crane found out about two other navigators who were murdered by an unknown assailant in a dive bar in the Mids. Someone, presumably their house or houses, had tried hard to hush it up. But there were two pertinent details. The first was that, like Tanamariel, their warp eyes were removed.
Animals, Nagiri muttered. Chetta glanced sideways at her, but the Inquisitor seemed completely genuine in her disgust.
Indeed,
Dashiell agreed.
What we realised was that due to the burning, or being unable to find the body, Zulantis and Avamar Duchoy may have suffered the same fate, and we hadn't previously realised it. If so, that struck us as ritualistic.
Chetta grimaced. That does indeed sound concerning. What was the second pertinent detail?
All accounts of the deaths in the bar, garbled though they were, agreed that there was no way the attacker could have entered, or particularly left the scene of the crime by conventional means,
Dashiell said. She swallowed, and looked at Ranavel again.
And when Savimir Tej was found, his warp eye had been removed.
Ranavel let out a low wail. Chetta hugged him tighter, but her own pulse had quickened. You're saying it was the same attacker who struck here? You think all the deaths are linked?
It seems like the obvious conclusion, Dashiell said. There could be other explanations, of course, but this appears the most likely. There is a witch who is killing navigators, especially, it seems, Brabantis navigators, and removing their warp eyes. The reason we think Fortuna Batan was involved is that she personally served each of the dead Brabantis navigators, including Savimir Tej, and so would have potentially been able to pass on information about their locations.
Dashiell swallowed uncomfortably.
And when guards were sent to apprehend and question her husband? He began to spasm and die within seconds. We suspect a hidden poison capsule, although the Chirurgians have not yet had time to examine the body.
Throne of Terror, Chetta swore. Yes, that seems conclusive.
She glanced around the chamber. Brabantis security staff were talking over Vox channels, coordinating the security sweeps and watching security picked feeds with every appearance of diligence. So, you're suggesting we may not even be able to trust our own people? Dashiell shrugged helplessly.
I cannot say, my lady. I'd love to think that we had but two conspirators, and that both are now dead, but it would feel foolish in the extreme.
The trick in such situations is always to find the balance of a healthy suspicion, partway between reckless naivety and paralyzing paranoia,
Nagiri said firmly.
I would suggest a complete overhaul of your security arrangements. Staff are switched on their shifts. Existing teams and working partnerships are broken up, from cleaners to guards. If conspirators have found each other and are covering for each other, you need to remove that element of safety for them. Let everyone's habits and behaviors come under fresh scrutiny, and
shh, Chetta said without thinking, holding up one finger.
She had the momentary, exhilarating thrill of witnessing an Imperial Inquisitor fall silent at her command, probably through sheer surprise more than anything else. But the churning in her stomach quite ruined any enjoyment she would normally have garnered from the moment. A thought occurs. Dashiell, you said the behaviour seemed ritualistic.
Yes, my lady.
Dashiell nodded.
The killer appears to have had a compulsion to remove the warp eye, even when in danger of discovery. This sort of trophy-taking is concordant with other known mass killers in social environments, such as...
Never mind the background. Chetta cut her off before Dashiell could show off her education any further. I'm not concerned with the killer's mental state. I'm more worried about it being for an actual ritual.
Nigiri's eyes had gone wide.
Gallimo.
Gallimo, Chetta said grimly, nodding. Dashiell, did you get a good look at the killer's face? Dashiell nodded, her mouth tight. Right. Chetta detached herself from her children and stumped over to the annex where Tekoa Yun and his party were still buried in their work, under the watchful eye of an autogun-armed guard. She pressed the door release, and it slid open, releasing a warm waft of body odor and recaf fumes. Tekoa, I want the face of every single suspect who came through in immigration ready for Dashiell to look at. Tekoa jerked at the sound of his name, like a cybermastiff on auto-recall.
Yes, High Lady, but that's hundreds of people.
Best get moving then, Chetta said briskly. Can you narrow it down before she starts, if she gives you a rough description?
Tekoa nodded. To a certain extent, yes. We already have some preliminary cross-referencing classifications based on skin tone, hair colour, height, and so on.
I knew there was a reason I rescued you from administratum obscurity, Chetta told him with a tight smile. Dashiell, get to it.
She looked in Nigiri.
Lady Vass, if we get a name and an image, can you use your influence with Judge Arctos to get a manhunt going?
Nigiri was staring at the banks of cogitators, her expression thoughtful.
You set this up with... what? Paper records from the Administratum Archives, after you so inconsiderately removed the data files and the pict feeds from the portmaster, Chetta said impatiently. Nagiri's brows lowered in response.
Van Sennet, you rat,
Nigiri said softly, still looking at the screens. I'm going to have your hide. She looked back at Chetta. I told him not to give that footage to anyone else. I suppose you got to him just before I did. You must have had a powerful hold over him to get him to ignore a rogue trader's orders.
She waved a hand with a whir of armor servos.
Of course, Chetta, of course. If you can get us something to work with, then I'll have Arctos combing the streets himself, if that's what it takes.
Good, Chetta said shortly. I just hope it won't be too... Lady Brabantis! She looked around sharply, wincing as her neck cracked. A Vox operator on the far side of the main room was waving at her. It was a grave breach of decorum. But in Chetta's experience, it was generally worth paying sharp attention on such occasions, because it meant someone had encountered something they thought was more important than avoiding the risk of disciplinary action.
What? She demanded. Has the intruder been found?
No, High Lady. The woman called back. But there is an urgent communique from Lady Josin. She's approaching in a craft and demanding permission to land, else she threatens a trade war of her own.
Chetta groaned inwardly. Of course. Mirandia had seen her boarding Nagiri's gun cutter, and even if she hadn't witnessed what had happened to Vitariel in the press of the action, she'd have realised that her brother was no longer anywhere to be found after Nagiri's craft had departed. If she didn't know already, then Mirandia was suddenly about to find herself as an only child, with Chetta being the last person to see either of the Brabantis brothers alive. Chetta would be the first to admit that it seemed suspicious. That was the problem with arranging for your husband's murder. It only needed one more unlikely death to occur in your vicinity for people to start asking awkward questions. We're going to need my brother-in-law's body off your ship, she told Nigiri. Vitariel would have needed to be interred in the vaults anyway, but Chetta hadn't intended to unload his remains until she knew what the situation was in the palace. Now, however, Mirandia was forcing their hand.
I'll have Fel bring him out, if your people will be ready to receive him, Nigiri replied. You're intending to let them land, I take it?
If the intruder is still here, That's two more potential victims for him that I don't particularly care about, Chetta muttered. Mirandia's got enough of Vitariel's temper that she might just try to get old man Veal to start a trade war against us if she thinks I'm being obstructive. And with Dakar already set against us, Veal might just consider it worth the risk. She snapped her fingers at the Vox operator. Authorize them to land.
I hope you know what you're doing, Nagiri murmured.
Chetta snorted. How much worse can a day get?